Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Exciting times there at the Pinnacle Training Complex of Sporting Kansas City. Makes not one move. They've now made two. Sam McDowell tweeting out that they were not done. We talked about this morning. I kind of thought when Peter Vermees went on the Border Patrol this morning that that probably meant he was done. It did not. They've added a defender. We're live at Chiefs Training Camp here in St. Joe Mo. Camp brought to you by Mosaic Life Care. Here in St. Joe, Sam McDowell from the Kansas City Star on our Sprint Guest Line. He's brought to you by Corona, Corona Light, and Corona Premier. Just saying, no shortage of Corona Premier on the vacation. It was a big hit. Everyone I get to try the Corona Premier is a big fan. Try it today. Less calories, less carbs than even Corona Light. You're going to like it. It's Corona Premier. Ask for it by name wherever your local watering hole is or where you buy your beer. Sam, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How's it going?
It's going very good. We heard about Christian Nemeth being reunited with Sporting Kansas City last night. Tell everybody the move that has just gone down now with Sporting.
Yeah, they just reached an agreement with the center back, Andrew Fontas. He's a Spanish guy, 28 years old, has a lot of experience in La Liga, top flight in Spain. They parted ways with Emiliano Amor a couple of weeks ago. The team hasn't announced that, but he hasn't been at practice for a couple of weeks. Since the game where Peter Vermees questioned some effort, I think he was the guy he was clearly talking about. So they needed a third center back. They don't have a guy that can really back up Ikel Parra and Matt Beisler. And so this will be that guy. And I also think that he might be good enough to push those guys for playing time. And I think that's part of the message in signing him was, you know, of course, it's every coach's cliche that the more competition you have just within your own team brings out the best in guys. And that's part of the motivation behind that move for sure.
Spare me, if I could, Sam. Come on. The Ikel Parra and Matt Beisler need a little competition. How does this one fit? I'm going to ask you about how Nemeth fits, because I think that's intriguing as well. But this, to me, says that there's injury concerns, right? I mean, they've been talking strikers. I know last week this kind of surfaced, and this name came up last week. And, again, how do you say the guy's name? Andrew Fontas?
I wouldn't rely on me, because usually my job just requires spelling it, so I could spell it for you. But you and Nate can figure out how to pronounce the thing.
He's from Spain, so A-N-D-R-E-U, E-A-U,
E-U.
Is that right?
E-U, 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 yeah.
Andrew?
I think it might
Andrew.
Be Andrew.
Andrew, yeah. Andrew Fontas, I'm assuming. His name surfaced last week, but is this a sign? We saw Ikel Parra clutching for his hamstring in that game on, what was it, Saturday night? I can't remember what night I was watching that. Saturday night, I think it was. At one point, then being stretched out. I think it was Beisler that was stretching his leg out. Is this injury insurance? Is this – look, and I'm going to bring something else up that I don't know it's going to be real popular. I know it's going to make Nate dump in his diaper. But Matt Beisler ain't getting any younger. And that contract's up after this year. He's got a big number. And I think Sporting's really done a good job. Now, this is the first one. Him and Granzusi and Sestanovic are the first – you know, they're a unique circumstance. These are local guys with local ties. I guess Graham wasn't originally a local guy, but he's been around so long. But Sinovic, and in particular Beisler, who's played at the highest level, represented, and he's a KC guy. But look, at 31, 32 years old, you know, I think he can still play at a high level for two or three more years in that center back. That's the people I've talked to tell me such. But he is starting to be on the downslope of his career. They're going to have to make a decision. I think he's making a little over $600,000. I don't think they're going to – I don't know how long they've been able to buy down that number, but is this a little bit of injury protection now and a replacement for Matt Beisler next year perhaps?
I don't think replacement, but, you know, first of all, yes, it is partially injury insurance. But, you know, Ike Opara was the reigning MLS Defender of the Year last year. We haven't seen that same form from him on a consistent game-to-game basis.
Have we seen it at any time? Sorry to cut you off, but I don't want you to go too far from that thought. Have we seen it at any time from Ike Opara other than flashes except for last year? Isn't last year the only year we really got a full year? And damn, when he's healthy, you just said it, he's the best in the league. But this year has been more the norm for his career, chronically worn down by injuries. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be barking up that tree, and maybe this is Ike Opara's replacement for the future.
Yeah, he's had more of his injuries have been sort of fluke stuff rather than, nagging injuries. You know, he had the Achilles thing. He had this thing that I had never even heard of in his ankle called a chondral defect, where it was sort of a weird break of his ankle, where he was literally walking after the match, thought he was fine. They do an X-ray, and all of a sudden he needs surgery, and he's out for the year. The year that he had the Achilles surgery, which I think was 2016, he was playing better than anybody in the league that year. It was 2 months into the season, I think, is when that was, and everyone thought, all right, Ike Opara is finally healthy. This is what you get out of him when he's healthy. Then all of a sudden he's got the Achilles injury. You know, that was 2015. 2016, it takes him a bit to come back. 2017, last year, we saw, again, top-level form from him. This year, he's been a little bit out of form, and I'm not exactly sure what the reason has been for that. And again, it's just maybe I shouldn't say he's been out of form all season. It's certainly he's had his moments where you've seen what he produced last year. So I definitely think that this signing is partially to push those guys and to get the best out of them. But sure, I mean, those guys have both been hurt this year. So I think Peter Vermes looked at his roster and thought, if one of those guys goes down again, where am I going to turn exactly? And there wasn't a good answer for that. More factors involved. You mentioned Matt Beisler's up at the end of this year. My gut tells me he's back next year. But this is a pretty good negotiating chip that Peter Vermes just put in his back pocket.
Boy, and I hope it doesn't come to that, right? That they have to have a showdown.
It would surprise me if Matt Beisler's not in Kansas City beyond this year.
It would me too. I mean, I think Matt knows he's been around this league for a long time. He's talked to a lot of guys. He's seen Kai Kamara leave and not be happy. Hell, he's seen Christian Nemeth leave and not be happy by all accounts. You know,
right.
I think he understands. I think there'll be a strong tug. But listen, I don't know what the number is. If somebody says, hey, we're gonna put a marketing campaign around Matt Beisler, the national team guy, and talk about how many national team guys we've got on our roster. I'll be honest with you. I think Peter Vermes, the GM, is the best-kept secret with Sporting Kansas City, because the small market thing is real. We don't talk about it because they overcome it all the time there, but it's real. And, like, as we look at this, the flexibility that they have, these maneuvers right now are being made still as a product of what they did in moving Dom Dwyer last year, right? Some of this money that was used in this deal is a product of that Dom Dwyer thing. He pantsed Orlando. I mean, when we discussed that last year, we said, look, right now this doesn't help this year. Maybe a year from now we'll look at this and go, man, what a great move. And, yeah, he took one step back in 17 to take two or three or four forward in 18. It certainly looks like that's the case. And I think he's way ahead of the curve when it comes to the other personnel guys. And so I don't know that there won't be somebody who says, hey, Matt Beisler, huge name. Here's 850. Here's 900,000. And Sporting's talking about rolling him back to 500 or 400 or 300 or 200. I don't know what it would be. I'm with you. I never say never. I think he'd like to be here, but I am nervous.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly want to feel wanted in the sense that everyone knows that Matt Beisler has roots in Kansas City, and his preference is obviously going to be to remain in Kansas City. He's got family here. He's played here his whole career. It's a comfortable spot for him. And let's face it, he's played really well here. It's brought out the best in him, despite maybe, you know, we saw with Eric Palmer Brown, maybe got a little bit too comfortable in Kansas City to where he was better elsewhere. Matt Beisler's still been the same motivated guy, even if he is playing in front of his, even if he feels like maybe he has made it. But I don't think, you know, as a guy, I mean, you put yourself in his shoes. You also don't want to feel like you're being taken advantage of because everyone knows you're from Kansas City, and therefore they think they can pay you less. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily what's going on, but I'm sure maybe that offer does reflect the fact that they know that it's his preference to be in Kansas City. But, you know, you made another really good point with Namath and with Peter Vermees, the way that, you know, that they constructed the Dwyer deal. And when you go back and just look at what they've gotten out of one player in Christian Namath, they got him for $250,000. And when I say that in 2015, they were just paying him $250,000 a year. They got him on a free transfer. So they paid zero for his rights and then paid him $250,000 a year. The next year, they sell him to Qatar for $1.5 million. So a player you bought for $0, now you sell for $1.5 million. And the way the league works is the club gets to keep two-thirds of the transfer fee. So in this case, that's easy math. They get $1 million out of it, from zero to $1 million. Last year, they wanted to make Christian Namath part of the Dwyer deal. In other words, when they traded Dwyer, they thought they were getting Namath as part of a three-team deal with Columbus. All of a sudden, Columbus asked for more money. So Sporting Kansas City refuses to pay $400,000, because what was going to happen is not only were they going to have to pay him $400,000 for his rights, they were also going to have to pay him $1 million a year beyond that. So instead, they passed. A year later, they get Namath for $350,000, so that's $50,000 less. Now, they do toss in a first-round pick, but they're not paying the million-dollar salary. New England's paying over half of what's left on his salary, which leaves Sporting Kansas City for these last 3 months of the season to pay about $200,000. So you look at just the money they've made off of one player, and oh, by the way, that player is on their roster now. It's remarkable work what Peter Vermees did with over the past 3 years with Namath.
Yeah, a couple things you said there that I think are really important. We're talking to Sam McDowell here on our Sprint guest line about Sporting Kansas City's big moves yesterday and picking up a defender today as well. You know, the first-round pick, it shows how irrelevant the draft is becoming, right? I think,
for
you know,
sure.
I've asked some people, you know, is the draft going to go away? And they say, you know, they're kind of like, nah. I'm like, well, it's not very meaningful anymore, is it? They're like, not like it used to be.
Right.
No, not really. Those academies are everything, and I think that first-round pick is literally virtually a throw-in. I mean, I think they're
if
looking at
it. If you're
not
picking in the top five, then there's not a lot of value there. And, of course, when you're Sporting Kansas City, you're in the thick of the playoff race. Now, it is a 2020 pick, but I think to assume they're going to be picking it towards the end of it, there's going to be two more teams in the league by then. They could be picking in the 20s, and heck, they've got a draft pick they picked 2 years ago, and Colton Storm, that's still playing for Swell Park, hasn't made his MLS debut, and they like him. They still like that pick.
Yeah. So I think that's interesting and something to kind of look at it, how the dynamics, you think, oh, God, they give up a first-round pick. Listen, this ain't Patrick Mahomes that got moved in this deal the MLS is set up. The other thing is Namath, is this a rental, though? Is it just this year, or is he still under contract, or are there negotiating rights moving forward to where he could be around beyond this year?
No, he's under contract through next year, and I'm hearing that there's some talks in the works that could potentially keep him here beyond that even.
Okay. All right, we're talking to Sam McDowell here from the Kansas City Star on Sports Radio 810 WHB Kansas City. All right, so he could be here a little bit longer. How does he fit? Where does he fit? How does it all look up front? He played right wing when he was here in Kansas City the last time, correct? That's Johnny Russell's spot.
Right.
How does this fit together now? And how much of a step back will they take to make all this fit now?
The last question first, I don't really think that they're going to take that much of a step back in trying to accommodate him just because he did play a full season here. Now, he hasn't been playing a lot in New England. He's only started four times. I think he's played somewhere around 400, 450 minutes all season, so you do wonder a little bit about his fitness. That was always a little bit of a concern even when he was here in Kansas City. He was usually a guy that played about 70, 75 minutes, and then he'd come off. So you wonder in the immediate term exactly how much he's going to play. For me, I would not be surprised if he's even in the lineup on Saturday against LAFC. I think there's just been that big of a need for a striker on this team. Diego Rubio has been fantastic as a sub. He scored four goals in that role. He hasn't even got a shot on goal, though, when he's been offered a spot in the starting lineup. They even turned to Yohan Kwaze there. Christian Namath is a number nine, though. Regardless of what you feel is his quality within the league, that's his natural position. When he came over here to Kansas City, the initial intent in training camp was to have him be Dom Dwyer's backup in 2015. He played so well in training camp that Peter Vermes moved him to wing because he said, I've got to get this guy on the field some way, somehow. So he played him at wing. That was the first time Christian Namath had ever played on the wing before. Now, he played there sparingly in his ensuing two stops because they saw the way that he played there. But his natural fit is a nine. And the reason they think he's a good fit here in Kansas City is because he's really good with the ball at his feet. And Sporting Kansas City is a possession-oriented team. I think they're second in MLS with like 56% possession for the season. That fits the way that Namath likes to play. I talked to Daniel Shalloway, one of the wings that he'll be playing with up top, and he said that from his time, of course, Shalloway was an academy player when Namath was here. They're both Hungarian, so they had a bond there, and they've kept in touch since. But Shalloway is really looking forward to playing with Namath because Namath is good with his back to goal. All of a sudden, you can get your wings forward, and he can find that through ball. So I think that's what Sporting Kansas City is envisioning. How's it all going to work out? I mean, that's going to be the million-dollar question over these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, but a lot of firepower, there's no doubt. All right, Sam McDowell's with us. We're running short on time, Sam. Let me give you our Mosquito Squad Final Four. Go to kansascity.mosquitosquad.com to protect your family, friends, pets for the bugs that bite. Got bit on vacation because it was not in my backyard. Sucks, the little things that bite you down by your ankles. I hate that. I don't have it in my yard because I use Mosquito Squad, 877-MO-SQUAD or kansascity.mosquitosquad.com. Sam, I'll start you with this. Your natural spot on the pitch is what?
A striker, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what I was expecting you to say. It's what all the ladies say. No doubt. Patrick Mahomes, TD to INT numbers. Look like what? What are you feeling right now?
25-13.
Okay, that's a solid effort right there. Christian Namath is or is not with Sporting Kansas City next year?
He is.
No hesitation whatsoever, huh?
Is he the starter? Is going to be a bigger question. I still think in the winter they might look to bring in somebody else. But yeah, I still think he's on the roster regardless.
All right. And finally, where does Sporting finish in the West? Update me now that they've made these moves. What are you thinking?
I'm going to say third.
Okay. Just bite your tongue. Bite your tongue, Sam.
Saturday is gigantic. I mean, they're playing LAFC. That could potentially be a battle for what could end up being the number two seed. But I think LAFC is playing really well, and I think they win that match Saturday.
Yeah, 9:30 Fox Sports Kansas City on Saturday night. Nate Bucati will have the call on the television with that. I agree. It is giant. And they're going to see some old friends over there.
Benny Fellhaber and Latif Blessing.
Yeah, Blessing and Fellhaber are going to be over there. And maybe even see all the celebs up in the owner's box. It'll be a lot of fun. No matter what. Sam, great stuff as always, buddy. You've been all over the story from the get-go, and we appreciate it. Always great talking to you. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Sam McDowell, awesome job on the Sporting Kansas City beat. He's been all over these moves all along. We'll talk to, I don't know who, Mick Schaefer next.